Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Tony. I'm telling you, I'm just so grateful and thankful that we are able to meet once again and to build on the word and to build on the foundation of everything that has come before us. It really touches my heart to hear Tony just break that down and connect the dots. Talking about the bloodline. So you got to stand on a foundation. You have to stand on a foundation of the people who came before you. That's why, you know, it's so important for us to be humble and to know that what we're doing doesn't come from ourselves. It comes from the generations that came before us. See, that prevents us from being proudful and right in our own eyes. You understand what I'm saying? Humbling ourselves before the Lord so that he can lift us up. Praise God indeed. When I reached out to Brother Tony, man, I was talking about, I wanted to share some scriptures that I shared with me and my wife's nephew in Rochester. I shared it with one of my mentors here in Albany. I'm telling you, just not to go off on a tangent, but just how the Lord has been leading us the whole time. We left Rochester. We moved to Albany. We didn't know nobody. We were looking on the internet for apartments. We found a brother down here that had his own rental company going on. And I'm telling you right now, the Lord led us to meet two men of God who are my mentors now to this day. Even though I moved on, every day, every morning, I wake up on my phone, I wake up and I look at my phone on WhatsApp, and both of those brothers have been sending me scriptures every day during this coronavirus. Every day.
Praise the Lord. Praise him.
Men that I didn't even know 5 years ago. That's what the Lord will do for you if you trust him. If you trust him, if you trust God and allow him to lead you, he will lead you to individuals that will take you to the next plateau, the next level in your life. A lot of times we don't even realize the blessings that we pass up because we aren't right with God. If we get into the word, as Brother Tony said, if we get into the word and meditate on these things, it will transform you. It will transform the way you treat other people, and that leads to a transformation in your life. Yeah. I'm telling you, that's why we have to do these things daily. But the scriptures I was meditating on with my mentors and with my nephew, just a few scriptures, I'm going to try to be brief, but it's talking about the principle of sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. We go to church, and a lot of times, unfortunately, you hear people have given a negative association to these words, because when they say sow a seed, people automatically think you got to come out of your pocket with some money. Sow a seed. Okay.
Yeah.
But when you read the word, you'll see that the Lord established these principles long ago. I'm going back to Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. And every scripture I'm reading is from the New King James Translation.
Amen.
So this is Genesis 8:22. Now this is right after the flood, the great flood. Noah did a sacrifice before the Lord, and the sacrifice had a pleasing aroma. And the Lord said something before verse 22 when he was talking about man. He said that every inclination in man's heart leans towards evil. Think about this. We are human beings. The Lord said every inclination of man's heart leans towards evil. Mm-hmm. But then right after that, he made a promise to Noah, because I believe he saw the good in Noah, and he recognized that Noah was a humble man, had humbled himself before the Most High. And he said that even though every inclination of man's heart leans towards evil, never again will I destroy the earth. That's the mercy of God.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Even because of our wickedness and our iniquities, as Tony was breaking down, look at the things that David did wrong. And I mean, nobody was perfect in the scripture. Anybody you talk about, even Solomon. Solomon, when he got old, he kind of married all these foreign women and kind of got backslidden in his ways and went towards idolatry as he became an old man. So it's like nobody in the scriptures is perfect, and I think that's a lesson telling us that we need to look at ourselves, as Jesus told us, don't look at your brother and judge him. Remove the plank out of your own eye.
Woo-hoo.
You understand what I'm saying? Remove the plank out of your own eye. So, again, Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, we're talking about sowing and reaping. And it reads, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that's real simple. It could just go over your head. You're like, okay, all right, well, whatever. But think about that. He said, it's always going to be seed time and harvest.
Yes.
While the earth remains. Ain't no getting around that. You can't expect nothing in life unless you plant a seed.
Amen.
Unless you plant a seed. What is that seed? First of all, it starts with reading the word. It starts with daily meditations, planting these seeds so that it can manifest into something that will be transformative in your own life so that you can be a blessing to somebody else.
Yes.
So starting there, Genesis chapter 8, that's where the Lord set it in motion. He told Noah this, that as long as the earth remains, it's going to be seed time and harvest. So we know that there's no getting around that.
Okay.
So now we move forward. Talking about Jesus here now. I'm in Matthew chapter 7, verses 19 through 20. Now, Jesus takes it a little bit further. Of course, it's important to plant these seeds, but you also got to remove all of these unfruitful trees. Understand what I'm saying? You got to remove them so that the positive things can grow in your life. And so what Jesus said is, he says, this is when the disciples asked him, well, how can we tell the difference between a true prophet and a false prophet? Jesus flat-footed told them. He says, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. Think about how powerful that is. Think about how powerful that is. Not just for a prophet, but anything in your life. You got a friend? Look at them fruits. You're on a job? Look at them fruits. You got so-called people who say they in your corner? What fruit are they bearing in your life? And if you don't have a positive answer for that, you need to take the axe to the root of that tree and cast it into the fire. Moving on. Jesus makes it more clear. This is Luke chapter 13, verses 6 through 9. Okay. Also talking about the mercy of God, the compassion, okay, and the consistency. God don't change. He is not a man that he should lie. So the word says, he, talking about Jesus, he also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. And he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil? But he answered and said to him, sir, leave it alone this year too, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, but if not, after that, then you can cut it down. Praise God for the reading of the words. And look at how it all connects to what he said previously. See, God is not without mercy. His mercy endures forever. You know, a lot of times we'll sit up here and we expect something to happen overnight. This is how the world has propagandized our minds, that if something don't happen immediately, it ain't gonna happen. But if you go back to sowing and reaping, tell me when you could put a plant or a seed in the ground and expect to wake up the next morning and see something from up out of that ground. No, it takes time. It takes nourishment. It takes consistency. You understand what I'm saying? And so what Jesus, I believe he was teaching in Luke 13, verses 6 through 9, is that don't give up on people so easily. You might have somebody in your life, cousin, son, daughter, nephew, that things may not be turning out the way that you anticipated. But what he's saying is you need to ask yourself, have I fertilized this seed? Have I tried to give this person some encouraging words? Have I tried to lead a positive example so that this person can follow it? And in fertilizing, you can see that you have tried to fulfill the word. You have tried to do what is necessary to make sure that this tree can become fruitful. But hold up now. Jesus put a time limit on that. He said, wait 1 year. You understand what I'm saying? So you're not constantly wasting your energy trying to get a bad seed to turn into something fruitful then. But at least you will try to fertilize that seed for a certain amount of time, and then maybe it just ain't gonna happen. Just the lessons in the word, man, where it's just like, wow, man, I think about, you know, the things that I've gone through in my own life where it's like, okay, if I'd have known these things long ago, maybe I would have made better decisions. But let me tell you something. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. He prepared this moment right here, right now, as we're sitting here talking and fellowshipping, so that we can be, we can give our own testimony and be a blessing to each other. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna wrap it up here. This is my final scripture. We're going on to Paul here, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, and Paul says, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully." It don't get no plainer than that. It don't get no plainer than that. You plant a seed, you can expect to get whatever you're putting into that. If you sow sparingly, you don't expect no bountiful harvest to come. You understand what I'm saying? If you sow bountifully, then you can expect to reap bountifully. Yeah. These are the promises of God. And we need to stand on that. Be patient. If something isn't happening tomorrow, be consistent. The word tells us to be steadfast, immovable. Like James said, don't be a double-minded man, unstable in all your ways. Stand on the word of God and watch the transformation happen in your lives. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for bearing with me. I didn't try to be too long, but praise God.